into some of our better stories. It's the story hour beyond good day. Chef Louis DeAngelis, by the way, later in the hour, he's, I guess we think, Richie, of Louis being kind of a macho guy. Remember that song, Macho, Macho Men?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Louis is a guy. Yeah. He's a guy's guy.
Well, and he's also a chef, right. And he has a very healthy veggie burger idea. To cook up for a sort of healthy veggie burger later in the hour. Chef Louis' recipes,
Stop right there.
Excuse me.
Do you think that there's still that stigma that if a man can cook, he's not as much of a man?
No, the best chefs are men.
I think it's hot.
Yeah. I think it's gone.
Really?
20 years ago, yeah. If a guy cooked, you were like, oh, the little ladies are in town.
Right.
Now it's like,
if he wears an apron, then he kind of made me think that.
I don't wear an apron.
No.
I know that. I wouldn't.
You should.
I don't wear
it.
But I'm not really.
When it says kiss the cook.
Yeah. Oh, no. An apron and nothing else.
Nothing else, exactly.
Woohoo! Yeah. My kids and mother-in-law would love that.
Yeah, we really do.
Your wife might like it.
I'll pass on coming over for dinner the next time I'm riding through town.
Yeah, Doug would have loved that when I was cooking for him last month.
All right. Here on the Good Day program, a focus on the first day that you as consumers can start paying an extra fee just for using your credit card to make purchases. Isn't this sweet? The biggest retailers, apparently a little background would be necessary here. The fee in question is widely described as a checkout fee. And starting next week, retailers are going to have the option of charging you on any purchase you make with a credit card. They have the option of charging you a checkout fee. The fee comes about as a result of a settlement reached in July of last year between merchants and credit card networks and is intended to help defray the costs of the swiping fees that are charged by those networks. It can't be higher than what the merchant actually pays as a swipe fee, which is usually between 1.5% and 3% of the transaction. American Express charges 3%. I think Discover does as well. Most of the fee, I think MasterCard and Visa are about 2.3% of the transaction. So if you go to an auction, sometimes they add this fee on as a buyer's premium, but that's basically what it is. So instead of, because we are going to a credit card society, these people think they can get away with it, and probably you'll cave. I'm betting you'll cave. If you use a credit card, you'll cave. I think there was a swipe fee. As a matter of fact, the story at DougStefan.com that explains all of this suggests there was a swipe fee before this in the form of the Durbin Amendment, which capped swipe fees on debt card purchases at 21 cents per transaction. The July settlement doesn't cap swipe fees on credit cards, so they can charge anything that they want. So if you're a competitor, like let's say I have a competitor on my farm, somebody else is selling raw milk, and most people pay for it with credit cards, am I going to add the 3% on so that you pay, instead of $10 a gallon, you're going to pay $10.30 a gallon? And so my competitor is going to charge that. I'm not going to. It's a cost of doing business. But here's yet another way. And people will, because they'll say to themselves, it's only a couple of cents. What's the big deal? And so the banks will go from making kajillions on credit card transactions to multi-kajillions. Not that they shouldn't. It's a legitimate way of doing business. You get what you can for what you're selling. That's the whole idea of a free enterprise system.
Yeah, it's a service that is provided, and it's convenient to be able to use a credit card instead of having to haul around cash all of the time. So I acknowledge that they are providing a service and that I'm willing to pay for that service. But when they start gaffing you, like, for example, last week when Jen and I were in Vegas, the taxis there have a...
Yeah, it's like $3.
$3 service charge to use a credit card.
Yeah, good. Huh. There you go.
Yeah.
And so, then you try to go to the ATM to get some cash to carry on with you so you don't have to use that.
And get another charge because the ATM fee will be $2.
Oh, and then the ATM, ATMs in Vegas charge you like $5.
Yeah. $5.
A cha-ching.
Oh, yeah. So you're actually better just doing the cab fee. But it's still, we're so, this is probably the only society, and this goes back to what we've been talking about all along this week, and that is that Americans love convenience, whether it's in food or it's in credit cards, because we don't want to carry a lot of cash around.
Right.
Eventually, they're going to probably start charging us a fee for using cash because no one's using it anymore.
What am I to do with this
on
cash?
On the airline, you can't pay for anything you buy on any airline anymore with
right.
cash.
Credit card.
You got to use a credit card.
And then watch, now they'll double
they're
gonna
credit
They're going
to add 3%.
So,
exactly.
Right. So they will force you to use a credit card.
Is this a conspiracy?
Follow this.
Well,
they will force you to use a credit card.
Yeah.
Then they will excise a 3% tax on that.
Yep.
And then there will be a class action lawsuit against the airlines.
Yeah. Right. Instead of a class action lawsuit against
MasterCard. And then they'll just say, okay, no problem, no charge on the credit cards, but guess what? Your ticket just went up 3%.
It's all about
the
food around and around it goes.
Right.
Same thing. So the poll at DougStephan.com, how often do you pay with credit cards? A, I pay for everything with a credit card. B, I use credit cards for most things except groceries and fast food. C, I only use a credit card for gas and or expensive restaurants. D, I hardly ever pay with credit cards. E, I don't even have a credit card. So which one best describes you, Roberta?
I pay for everything with a credit card as long as I get airline miles or points.
I knew that.
That's all I
care
about. Points, points.
Points and more points.
And
all right, Richie,
points.
What about you?
I pay for most things with credit cards. I don't carry a whole lot of cash.
Yeah. All right, Jennifer?
Me too, my ATM card. I try not to put things on credit, but
right. ATM. Me too, my debit card, yeah.
You don't get points with debit cards.
You're right.
No, you don't.
So what you do is you use a credit card that has points, and then you just put it on auto pay so that you don't miss the payment.
Mm. I have a card you can use both ways, and if you use it, I like the debit part because you're not spending money that you don't have. If you can't charge it,
right.
And you don't have the money, bingo, you're done with it. So anyway, but it's a very interesting
My
way.
Mom and dad were really good at using the living on the credit card and paying it off every single month and getting the miles.
Every month. That's the way
they were very good about that.
Yeah.
I even pay the property taxes with the credit card.
Well, there are a lot of people. I have people advertising on this program that pay me with a credit card. That's how, and the guy obviously is getting, we're talking about thousands of dollars, so look at what he's doing. He's racking up all kinds. It's a private company, so he can do what he wants.
I haven't paid for an airline ticket in 10 years.
You haven't?
Nope.
Good for you, Roberta.
Except if it's a real cheap ticket, if it's one of those, $150 round trip things and you're not going to blow the points on it.
Right.
But for the most part, no.
Yep. Our poll that we were carrying yesterday, do you care if Beyonce lip-synced the national anthem? Let's see the results of that. 30% said, I don't care one way or another.
Oh, my goodness.
27% said, yeah, it was an historic event, and what she did was a cop-out. Really? Yeah, that really means that much to you. Wow. 19% said, I'm disappointed. Not a big deal. 18% said, give her a break. It was cold. 5% said, who's Beyonce? So
I don't care, but you just got punked by Kelly Clarkson, who didn't lip-sync it.
That's right. It just went to show you.
It doesn't matter to me that she lip synced or not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It made Kelly look a lot better, though.
It made Kelly look a lot better, yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, at any rate, it's done
all the time in the industry. People just don't realize it.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
All the time.
All the time.
For example, many of my appearances here on the Good Day program are lip synced.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And you bet Kelly Clarkson had a backup track. Because they all do. Just what if the microphone fails? You never know. Everybody has the backup.
And I tell you what, a lot of the quote-unquote real artists who have done it the hard way to get their look down on these American Idol artists like Kelly Clarkson.
Right.
But let me tell you something. When you walk onto that stage in front of Randy Jackson and the rest of the judges and you don't have a backup track, you're really singing. So there's a lot of these people wouldn't do that.
No, you're right about that. Before we get to a couple of stories, as time allows here, and we have Chef Louis on with his recipe of the week, let me help you look young. Let me help you look better. Let me help you feel better about how much younger and better you will look. If you have yellow stained teeth, you maybe have tried some of these other products that have been around. Maybe you drink too much coffee or tea or alcohol, blueberries, the things that affect the teeth, stain your teeth. If you don't like the whitening strips, and who does? If you don't like the trays, and who does? If the gums get so sensitive after you stick your teeth in those trays, here's the solution to yellow-stained teeth. The solution to your problem is a product called Power Swabs. Power Swabs are a coconut-based detergent It's an all-natural vegetarian detergent, if you can imagine that. I don't know if that goes, if the two words go together. Do you think they do? Detergent and all-natural?
Vegetarian-based detergent?
Right. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Unlike the bleaches that a lot of people... Can you imagine put bleach? You put bleach in the water. Yeah. You know what it smells like. You're putting that in your teeth? Hello, I don't think so. Power Swabs works on all of your teeth, no matter whether they're veneers, they're bonds, caps, whatever it is, crowns. Get it now by dialing 800-865-7602. Do yourself a favor. Call that number. Whiten up your teeth. And it'll give you a new kind of a bounce in your step when you look that much better. 800-865-7602. And it doesn't take any time at all. Call today. Get a free one-month supply of mouthwash and toothpaste when you mention Doug Steffen. Power Swabs, clinically proven to whiten your smile in 5 minutes. Try it today, risk-free. 800-865-7602.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
TaxAct is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
Well, Flo,
huh?
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Oh, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
25 years and still going strong. Doug Steffen's The Day.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Audio highlights for you. If you missed the conversation with Luke Perry or Dominic Monaghan this week, you might want to check it out, along with a lot of other tips, health tips, lowering your cholesterol, Dr. Kennedy's weekly house call. Lots of things are there to entertain and inform you. Check out the audio highlights in the broadcast center at DougStephan.com. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Warren, and Rich McFadden here. Before we get to Chef Louie, Rich has a story that's pretty important for all of us to consider.
All right, so who remembers what Title IX is?
Title IX is the women's opportunity for equal opportunity in sports.
In high school sports, that's right.
Very good.
Yeah, very good.
And who remembers watching the Olympics this last year when the, I can't remember what the runner's name is, but he had the springs for feet.
His name was Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer, that's right. When Jerry Springer was in the Olympics this summer, and he had the...
That's the best thing I've said all day, actually.
It is. You get to go home now.
And the conversation was whether he had an unfair advantage because he had more bounce in his step.
Right.
Well, at the high school level now...
He had springs on his feet.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't have feet. He had springs.
Right. He built special shoes to go on the end of his leg.
Yeah. Right, right. So, in high schools now, the U.S. government has just passed a law that students with disabilities must be given a fair shot to either play in traditional sports team or have their own leagues. So bottom line is what this comes down to is that if they can alter a sport easily so that the disabled student can compete in that sport, they will. So, for example, let's say a deaf person who wants to compete in the track team. Creating some kind of a visual mark for the start, since they can't hear the starting gun. Easy enough, right?
Yeah.
Or, let's say, creating a track where somebody can compete in the running thing that is in a wheelchair, where they can basically ride alongside the runners and try to keep up with them. Some things are going to get a little bit more difficult, like basketball, so they would have to create their own league. But, you know, the interesting thing here is that sports teaches a lot of life lessons.
Sure does.
And what they're saying is that by these people missing out on those abilities to get those interactions in sports, that they don't get those life lessons. And to me, yeah, I totally see that. That's one of the reasons I enjoy the fact that my son is into baseball and basketball and was a black belt in Taekwondo, is you learn things from that.
Yeah.
And it's an important lesson. But, you know, then there's the, okay, is it fair to the other kids if you do get some kind of, is rolling a wheelchair or running on feet that are springs the same as running with your feet? Is that apples to apples? Should we just create another Hello.
That was me dropping my mic.
No kidding. Thank you for that. Should we just create another league, like an inter-county league, where the disabled get to compete against each other?
We're equal opportunity on this show, too.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, and then it's going to cost a lot of money. So, you know, how does that get handled? So there's I think there's going to be a lot of questions in this and a lot of debate, but it's a good debate to have.
I'm not much on entitlements, as you know. And I'm really bothered sometimes by the amount of money that's spent on athletics. Having said that, both are negatives. This sort of thing is appropriate as long as it doesn't get out of hand. There are so many examples.
Right.
Title IX went
$1 million track.
Most of the things that you have now in special ed have gotten way out of control. The idea of special education for special needs students was extraordinarily important and necessary when it went into effect. Now it's completely out of control, and they've grabbed the power here and grabbed it there. So, Richie, how do we? I'm with you. If you can figure out how to put controls on it so that it doesn't get abused.
Right, so that they don't spend $1 million to build a gymnasium for three students.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Yep, yeah, and that's it. You see, that's what happens. We in Framingham spend $300,000 a year for one student who is not mobile, can't get out of bed. $300,000 a year. Is that wrong? Some people think it is, and some people don't think it's wrong. But certainly is food for thought here. Great issue, Richie. Thanks. 28 after.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Dr. Gary Small is director of the UCLA Longevity Center and author of the new book, The Alzheimer's Prevention Program.
When it comes to brain health and Alzheimer's prevention, we've got a lot of challenges. A big challenge is overeating. We need to think about the kinds of fats we eat. The brain is 70% fat, and the typical diet has too much of the omega-6 fats from red meat, from whole milk products. We need to instead emphasize omega-3 fats from fish and nuts, flax seeds. Those kinds of fats are brain protective and actually anti-inflammatory. Now, inflammation is generally a good thing. It helps our body repair from injury, fights off infection. But as we age, we have too much inflammation in the body, and those inflammatory cells start attacking healthy cells in the brain. The average person thinks it's all about their inheritance and genetics. It turns out that genetics is only part of the picture for most of us. Non-genetic factors are even more important. So lifestyle choices you make every day, whether you decide to take a walk or drive your car, whether you're going to eat that piece of chocolate cake or that nice grilled fish, that's going to have an effect on your brain health and at what point you might develop Alzheimer's symptoms in the future. Your brain is like any organ in the body. It needs the right kinds of nutrients. You've got to feed it well so it will take care of you. And in fact, if you don't take care of your brain health, you can't make the right decisions to continue a brain-healthy lifestyle.
Dr. Gary Small, author of the Alzheimer's Prevention Program. Keep your brain healthy for the rest of your life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Is cold and frozen.
Oh,
but I
did
say earlier, Roberta's house got frozen in the cold weather yesterday. And I haven't asked you on the air how it worked out in terms of heat and pipes and all that stuff.
Well, the pipes were okay because the building is, you know, fairly well insulated because it's surrounded on two sides by other buildings. So
right.
It's only the front and back that's exposed. So it wasn't too bad. But, you know, I walked into the apartment about 9 o'clock at night, and it was 60 degrees. And I went, oh, no. And I went down to the basement and checked the boiler and went, oh, no. So I called up the oil company and said, yeah, we'll get somebody there, you know, at some point. So, you know, I'm up till 3 o'clock in the morning when they finally arrived. And, you know, an hour and a half later...
What was the matter with the boiler?
The heat back on. Apparently, the oil that I got had some water in it.
Freezes out. There you go. Wow.
The boiler had gone off, except that, you know, decided to go off when it was 13 degrees.
That's a big problem, by the way, that people don't realize. You can get water in this fuel depending on how they store it, what the tanks are all about, where it's
a little bit of condensation.
Below the surface or above the surface, condensation gets into it. It can raise hell, as it did with you. That's not your story, though.
That's not my story.
No, what's your story?
My story is the newest apartments now being built in Manhattan because there is, you know, as you know, there is a housing shortage in Manhattan, even though a one-bedroom apartment in Manhattan can go for, you know, average about $3,000 a month for a one-bedroom. Mm-hmm. And that would be something maybe around 700-800 square feet. So what they're doing now is they're building these new modular apartments. They're called micro units, and they're anywhere from 250 to 350 square feet. So about the size, maybe a little smaller than your average hotel room, right? But in that room, you've got your kitchen, you've got your bathroom, you've got your living room, you've got your bedroom. And these modular units are going to rent for about $2,000 a month.
Wow. He's crazy enough to do that. Wow.
Well, you know what? When you figure that just short of 50% of Manhattan residents are single-person apartments, one person living
in the apartment. Because you have a roommate in that? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. But apparently, I mean, these things are just marvelous space users because if you want to cook, you take the stove out of a drawer, you plug it in, and then when you're finished, you put it back into the drawer. Everything just kind of compartmentalizes into its own
with the Murphy beds that come out of the wall.
Murphy bed that comes out of the wall. They have home entertainment systems. You know, they've got full-size closets. They've got ceiling-to-floor bookcases. The ceilings are 10 feet high, so you've got plenty of room for storage up above. And this is the latest concept now, and they're already practically sold out on these. And they're
really?
They're just in the process.
No kidding.
Yeah, I will never forget the day that Doug and I went to visit his son, Brendan, at his apartment that he shared with like 8 people. And where was that, Doug? We're in New York.
The east side, down on First.
And I walked in there.
It was, my God, what a dump.
And it was on the first floor, and it was over top of, like, some store or restaurant.
Yeah.
So the cool thing about it was it had a patio, nice big patio.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, these apartments have little, like, Juliet balconies. Yeah, little balconies.
The horrible thing about it is it was a pig hole.
That's when I took Charlotte from Brandon.
This place was
awful.
A rat roach infested, nasty.
Never rent anything above or beside a restaurant in New York City. Forget it.
And they thought it was the coolest thing because they were down in the East Village and it was really cool to be living in the East Village.
They could talk to the girls as they walked by the street out on the big patio. I mean, the patio was 20 feet by 20 feet. It was huge.
Yeah.
But, I wouldn't sleep in that apartment if you paid me $100.
I went there twice. The time I went with you, and then I went back another time, and I was going to take a nap because it was, I don't know, I was sleeping there.
No way.
And then I found Charlotte behind a couch going through some old pizza boxes. And,
oh, dear. They were pigs to start with. Leaving pizza boxes and inviting roaches.
Charlotte
and
from, at that moment, I said, Brent, I'm taking Charlotte home with me for the weekend. And I think it was after that Charlotte said, okay, Dad, why don't you just keep Charlotte?
Remember my little apartment that I had, the one that I was living in before? It was two bedrooms, a bathroom, a kitchen, and a living room, dining room in about 420 square feet.
But it was clean and nice.
Oh, yeah. The backyard, though, was bigger than the apartment.
Right, yeah.
The backyard was cool, actually.
Yeah, the backyard was real. Charlotte loved that backyard.
But, yeah, Charlotte did like the backyard. But I will tell you, that mess that Brendan lived in, and these are kids that are right out of college. They all get, they have one job today, another job tomorrow, another job the day after that.
I see college rooms. Oh, my goodness.
But there was the one thing that I liked about it, it was kind of cool. You could sit up on the porch and watch the folks at Law & Order, Wolf and the producers loved, there was a little park across the street, and because there's not a lot of heavy traffic there, they shot tons and tons of outdoor scenes from all the Law & Order shows in that park. So you could sit and watch them. And a lot of the extras are people that just walk by. It's just that kind of a neighborhood. It's a very comfortable New York neighborhood. If you're not a that's why I was surprised these guys actually even made it there. Because if you're not a New Yorker, you really don't fit there, and they don't want you. They don't like you. If you're not a New Yorker in a place like that, Roberta, they don't want anything to do with you. Part of what made them ingratiated, or they ingratiated themselves, was because of Charlotte. When they all wanted to talk to Charlotte, that's right.
Dogs are chick magnets anyway.
Right, well, I'm talking about
chicks. In this city.
It was really, though, an amazing reality. All right, and that whole story is amazing. Consider people paying that kind of dough. Chef Louis DeAngelis is with us in a moment. Those of you who are into veggie burgers.
Bean burgers.
Those of you who don't like veggie burgers, I think Louis is going to give you a reason.
I'm all over this.
To like them. And we're also going to talk about a new restaurant which offers consumers something that they can't get right now. That's all coming up here on Good Day.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including booze in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now, let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yeah?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, Flo,
uh-huh.
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Oh, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here. Check out his recipes. They're listed on the right-hand side of the homepage at DougSteffen.com. So those of you who are thrill-seeking food lovers, Louis, have a new place to dine with views of the Las Vegas Strip that rival a lot of other restaurants. It's called Dinner in the Sky. They're going to hoist groups of diners seated around a table 180 feet into the air, where they'll be served gourmet meals from a rotating cast of chefs while taking in the panoramic views of the Strip. They've already started construction on this tower west of Interstate 15 near City Center. Holds two tables each capable of accommodating about 22 people plus waiters and a chef. So I'm not sure. I mean, we think oftentimes of ambiance. I don't care about ambiance. I just care about good food. But there are a lot of people who pay a lot of money to go. I mean, look at some of these places in Los Angeles or Miami or New York.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to be seen here. Anyway, the owner of this project is Janine Hinden. She said, I hope this will be an iconic attraction to Las Vegas. And
I started a year ago in Belgium when they hoist you up on a crane and bring you up about, 60 to 80 feet in the air.
Right. You got to be strapped into your chair.
Yeah.
Right. And it will. You'll spend about an hour on this platform, served a three-course meal plus dessert, much of the food prepared in advance and finished in the sky on a convection oven on the platform. The menu changes all the time, generally feature a choice between beef, chicken, fish, and vegetarian options, $290 a person.
Wow.
You know what I'd have to do if I were eating up there, don't you?
What'd you have to do?
Food fight.
Oh, yeah.
Food fight.
All right, so Louis, when it comes to understanding what goes on, these sorts of things, people are not paying for food anymore because the food's pretty much the same everywhere you go, within reason. It's ambiance. Isn't that really it? When you go help, you're a fellow that goes around the Southeast helping restaurants survive. Do you focus just on the menu or do you focus on the ambiance?
Well, I focus on everything. You know, how the place looks when you first walk in kind of really sets the tone of what, if you're going to like your dinner or not. And then it goes to the servers, you know, just how the servers are treating you. Really, the last thing that happens to you when you walk into the restaurant is you get your meal. And by then, probably 70, 80% of your judgment is already prejudged on whether or not you're going to like it.
Because of what it feels like to walk into that restaurant.
Dirty. Yeah, if it's dirty or dingy or it looks old, right off the bat you're going to say, wow, this is not going to be good. Then the waiter or wait staff comes in, and if they're not pleasant, if they're too overbearing, you know, a lot of people don't want that. So by the time the food comes, you've already decided whether or not you're going to like it or not. And that happens over and over again. It's tough. It's a tough hill to climb for a lot of restaurants.
Really? All right, so that's an interesting story. Now, I was talking about you earlier as macho because you're cooking, and then all of the people on the program, they chastise me because men now are becoming as prevalent in the kitchen as women are, and so maybe the macho thing to do is to be in the kitchen and is to work on food and is to come up with interesting ideas like this new veggie burger you've come up with as the recipe for the day at DougStephan.com.
But it's not really a veggie burger, is it, Louis?
No, you see, I have a lot of friends, they come over for a football game, for example, and you grill some burgers. These guys want meat, okay? And it's, I don't know if it's a preconceived notion, if it's a macho thing. And you tell them you're making them a veggie burger, they're going to look at you like, you know, like you're very much in touch with your feminine side as opposed to giving them a big, juicy burger. So you kind of wean people off of it, and you use black beans, mashed, okay, and mix it like a whole can, which is about 10 ounces. It's a 15-ounce can, but you got to take away the liquid. And you mash these black beans, and all you need is a quarter pound of, say, sausage meat, nice sweet Italian sausage, because it's got a lot of flavor to it as opposed to just ground beef. And you add a few veggies to it, the recipe shows, and you make your burger that way. You're not only giving them a good, healthy, you know, a tasty meal, but you're adding anywhere from 5 to 7 grams of fiber to something that wouldn't have had it at all. And that's a good way to wean people off into something good. Like
I'm so all over this, and you know what I'm going to do to it, Louie?
Yeah.
I'm putting bacon on it.
Oh, you know, let me tell you something. Instead of lettuce, all right, one little change.
Use bacon.
Yeah, no, use shredded cabbage.
Oh.
That sounds good.
One serving, 900 grams of cabbage is like 21 grams of fiber. And it's got nutrients like folate, potassium. Where lettuce is just, there's nothing to it. There's no value to lettuce.
Right.
So you throw a nice heaping crunchy bunch of shredded cabbage and a tomato on this. Oh my God. You're giving somebody 8-9 grams
but
of fiber.
I will tell you, as soon as I saw this recipe and I saw Italian sausage and black beans, I was like, that's good. I want that.
You know, the black beans absorb so much flavor. You know, because they're so fibrous that you don't know you're eating black beans. It's just like I showed you that recipe for brownies. You know, I'll post that too. You can add black beans to brownie mix.
All right, now you've actually tried this. Served this to people.
No. You all go try it first and let us know how it works.
Well, that's the kind of. Sometimes I think that's how this sort of thing works.
Yes, he's
in reality. He's tried it and it works. All right. So this recipe for the veggie burger using black beans for fiber and flavor, Italian sausage, just a bit of it, works fine. Check it out. The recipe, Chef Louis's recipes, right hand side of the homepage at DougStephan.com. Thank you very much, Louis. Let me spend a moment here talking about the folks at the Purple Heart Service Foundation and what they're doing, Richie, to see that all veterans, no matter what their stars or stripes, are doing after they get out. How do you need help? You're a veteran. Do you need help with processing claims for compensation from the Veterans Administration? Do you need help with an educational opportunity, job training, that kind of stuff? Are you not getting medical care? You need help with that? Well, all of those things come under the purview of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, a 501c3 opportunity. It's a nonprofit that works to help so many of our soldiers get what they deserve because the government just doesn't do it. And you can help by donating money. You can donate cars, anything that has value. It's all completely tax deductible. Here's how you figure out what to do and how to do it. Call Purple Heart Service Foundation at 877-743-6 1631. Help them out. Again, the number 877-743-1631.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Major change in policy for the U.S. military is now official. A gender barrier is broken. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta made it official yesterday with this announcement about the role of women in the military.
We are eliminating the direct ground combat exclusion rule for women.
The change in policy allows women to serve in frontline combat patrols and elite military units. Secretary Panetta noting that women make up 15% of the nation's military forces, and this change, said the secretary, removes barriers and expands opportunities.
Our purpose is to ensure that the mission is carried out by the best qualified and the most capable service members, regardless of gender and regardless of creed and beliefs.
Reaction? Kayla Williams is an Iraq War veteran. She applauds the decision.
I am almost overcome with emotion. This is a tremendous validation of my experiences and what so many hundreds of thousands of American women have gone through serving with honor and distinction in combat.
Williams added that she feels this move is long overdue.
The important thing here is to make sure that the right people are in the right jobs and that anybody who has the qualifications can serve in whatever position they are best suited for.
Williams served as an interpreter in Iraq. She documented her experience in her memoir entitled Love My Rifle More Than You, Young and Female in the U.S. Army. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at Office Max, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol for our tiny prices, like when you buy a 10-ream case of Office Max multi-use paper for $46.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $42 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying $4.99 for a full case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max, but don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 26th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
Kronos, we didn't invent the cloud, but we are using it to help all kinds of organizations control labor costs, minimize compliance risk, and improve workforce productivity. From the Fortune 500 to thousands of small and mid-sized businesses, our innovative cloud technologies are helping increase revenues, cut costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Learn more about Kronos Cloud technology at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
On Wall Street, a mixed day for the markets yesterday. The Dow finished with a 46-point gain, closing at 13,829. S&P up a fraction of a point. NASDAQ down 23, with Apple shares taking a 12% hit following a disappointing earnings report. Crude oil futures up 72 cents a barrel, settling at $95.95. Senator John Kerry, well on his way to becoming the next Secretary of State. At a confirmation hearing yesterday, Senator Kerry said American leadership is vital in a complicated and increasingly dangerous world. A vote to confirm Kerry is expected early next week. Let's talk to you smokers. Yes, all of you coughing over there in the corner. Smokers who quit by the age of 40 can wipe out most of the risk of an early death. Smokers who never quit lose about a decade of life expectancy. But according to a new study, people who quit between the ages of 35 and 44 gain back 9 of those years. And finally, what's in a name? In some cases, plenty. In this case, we're talking about the name of the pro basketball team that plays in New Orleans. The NBA franchise there is called the Hornets, which isn't their original name, by the way. We'll have more about that in a moment. But yesterday, team owner Tom Benson and team president Dennis Lauscha made this announcement regarding the team's nickname.
From the very beginning, Mr. Benson said that he wanted to find a name and brand the team with something that would reflect the city, the region, and its unique culture.
Culture. Let's see. Well, when you think of New Orleans, you think of this. Jazz, of course. But there was a team called the New Orleans Jazz, which relocated years ago to Utah, and they never changed the nickname. They are the Utah Jazz, as incongruous as that sounds. When the Charlotte Hornets relocated to New Orleans, they kept the name, the New Orleans Hornets. So, with no more Hornets, how about the New Orleans Brass, or the New Orleans Mardi Gras, the New Orleans Big Easy? What about any of those, Mr. Lauscha?
Through the process, over and over, one name continued to come to the top, and that name was the Pelicans.
Pelicans. Yes, Pelicans. The Pelican is the state bird of Louisiana, and it's featured on the state flag and state license plates. The new name will be accompanied by a new logo and a blue, gold, and red color scheme. Oh, and just in case fans of the Pelicans want to imitate the sound a Pelican makes at the games, some Pelicans sound like this. That's a squawky Pelican. And there are other Pelicans who sound like this.
That sounds like a pelican with an intestinal problem. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exigent Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.